This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, May 6th. A glimpse of Ascension Day. Our reading comes from Psalm 110. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, "Rule in the midst of your enemies." Your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy splendor. Your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift his head high. This coming Thursday will mark Ascension Day on the calendar of the church. 40 days after Easter Sunday, Jesus ascended into heaven, leaving his disciples to do the work of his church on earth. In today's psalm reading, we have a glimpse of that day from King David, who wrote this psalm. Jesus is in the genealogy line of King David. About 1,000 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, David's hometown, David gave thanks and praise to God as he wrote this psalm. Jesus links himself to this psalm in the Gospel of Matthew. He asked the religious leaders and teachers, "Whose son is the Christ?" They all answer that the Christ is the son of David. Jesus then asks how that son came to be called Lord over King David. To back up his point, Jesus quotes Psalm 110, verse 1, which they know is a prophecy of the Messiah, who would one day sit at God's right hand. The teachers are silent. They don't know how to answer. The answer is, in fact, that Jesus has always been with God the Father. He has always been the Son of God, even before he became the Son of David. As Colossians 1:17 puts it, "He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Isn't it amazing and humbling that the triune God was working out this story from the beginning of time? Pray with me. God of time and eternity, thank you for your faithfulness to us day after day. May we rejoice that Jesus is the Lord of life, now and forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.